how did your uncle address the Guggenheims? He probably also...
Well, probably sir or mister. And they were, you know, very, very formal.
Yes.
Very respectful. I guess coming from Wales, too, this is a tradition with the Welsh or English people, too, probably. Your superiors, you speak to them up there, sort of thing, you know, like the royal family. To them, that was how they always addressed them. They're very respectful of them. And I think it's more formal than it is today. I dare say maybe today would be different. But in those days, it was always like, as you don't talk, you don't say anything in front of them, you're very careful what you say and stand straight and all this kind of thing, you know. You have to line up for inspection for the uniforms. And when I see upstairs, downstairs on the that television show, it was exactly the way I can remember my mother and my aunt acting in front of their bosses, sort of thing. You know, that's the way they were here. They brought this from they're from Wales and from England. They brought it here. Now, when I used to see that show, I could see my mother and my uncle and my father being in that same position, you know, and having a butler like Mr. Hudson, you know. I knew a butler exactly like him. It was a very, very good depiction of the upstairs, downstairs type of life in those days. Then that little girl, the mother was like Ruby, I think her name was on the TV show. Reminded me of my mother because my mother couldn't speak English when she came to America. Or my uncle, they couldn't speak a word of English. They just spoke Welsh, which was very difficult for them, naturally, to get jobs. And they worked in a household with most English or Scotch or Irish people. But there weren't too many Welsh people, you know, in that time. So that was one thing that was very hard for my mother particularly, and she was very sort of embarrassed about it, really. But she learned English beautifully, and my father too. But she couldn't speak one word of English when she came here. And she scrubbed floors and cleaned the house, and like little Ruby on upstairs down there. That was her job. And my uncle did the same thing, you know. But they had this language barrier to begin with. It was tough on them.